This is the radio show helping business owners make more money and go home earlier to spend more time with their families. Welcome to Business Profits Radio with your host, Robert Scrope. Business Profits Radio is the small business owner's resource for marketing, sales, operations, and profitability. Robert Scrope uses his extensive business contacts and practical business experience to identify the business people who are creating exceptional profits. Robert's guests are business owners just like you who are building successful companies. Robert gets them to share their best strategies and tactics so you can apply their knowledge in your business. Robert is a business owner, certified public accountant, published author, employer, husband, and father. He understands the pressures business owners face and brings answers and advice to you. You can receive email updates about future shows and listen to Business Profits University online by visiting businessprofitsradio.com. That's businessprofitsradio.com. Now, here's your host for Business Profits Radio, Robert Scrope.
Welcome to Business Profits Radio. This is Robert Scrope, your host, and we've got a great program coming up today. You know what? I'm excited. I'm excited because later on this evening, I'm going to be speaking at Florida State University. I've been asked to make a lecture there all about business and succeeding in small business. And so I'm really excited to bring that to the to students there at Florida State University. So if you're in Tallahassee area and you'd like to come by, contact me and I'll be happy to get you all the details. But it should be a neat evening there at Florida State University. I've got a lot of great information planned, and it should be a good time. We'll have a lot of fun, maybe tell a few stories, and let folks know about how important small business and owning their own business is as to their career choices. And they're at the business school. You don't have to be all about working at a big company. Certainly, there are a lot of opportunities in small business. And coming up on today's program, we're going to talk a lot about the new opportunities in small business. And also, one of the things that I want to talk about is, why businesses fail. And really should have never been, businesses that should have never been started to begin with. And I really want to share this with you because this was the thing that almost made me fail. And really, it's one of the most challenging things that I have to deal with even today. And that's coming up on Business Profits Radio. Also, I'm going to talk about, why so many small business owners become so stressed out that they wish they had their old jobs back, and how to avoid that happening to you. And also, I want to talk about what I wish I had learned when I was in college about marketing and what I figured out owning my own business and the real shortcut there is in generating new customers for your business that I wish somebody had told me about. That, too, on Business Profits Radio. We have a special profitable business truth. It's about the wealth in your business, how to generate wealth from any business, even in a downturn. And it's really the only way. And I want to share that with you as well. Now, I want to thank you for being a listener of Business Profits Radio. Each week, over 25,000 people tune in to Business Profits Radio to learn how they can make more money, go home earlier, and spend more time with their families. And that's really what we're about here, is you, the small business person, the person with all the creative ideas, the insight, the vision, and the fortitude to make your ideas into reality. That's what we're here about on Business Profits Radio, how to turn your ideas into freedom for you and your family. But I want to thank you for being a listener of Business Profits Radio. Do you have a comment? Do you have a thought about Business Profits Radio? How would you rate Business Profits Radio? From 1 to 5 stars, would you give it 1 star? Would you give it 5 stars? Well, let me know. Log into iTunes. Go to iTunes.com, or if you have iTunes on your computer, open it up. Go to the iTunes Store. Look up Business Profits Radio. And rate Business Profits Radio from 1 to 5 stars and let me know what you think. Now, I'm willing to send you a free gift if you do that. So if you go to iTunes and you rate from 1 to 5 stars, then go to my blog at robertscrobe.com and post a comment saying, hey, I rated you on iTunes. I'll send you a free copy of my book, Profitable Business Truths. No postage. You won't have to pay any postage. You won't have to pay any shipping. You don't have to pay any handling. You don't have to pay for the book. Completely free, delivered to you. Go to iTunes.com. Go to iTunes Store. Post a comment or post rate the show from 1 to 5 stars, and then go to my blog to let me know you did it, and I'll contact you and make sure that we get that book out to you. So many people, when they start in business, they start out, you know, let me tell you about me. I was an employee. I started my company as a bookkeeper and worked there for about 6 years. And, you know, of course, I started when I was 23 years old. And so, you know, 6 years later, I'm 27, 28 years old. I knew everything. I was the expert. And I frankly, there was no circumstance within the company that I didn't have, you know, a definite opinion on. And as far as I was concerned, my opinion was 100% correct. The reason I'm telling you this is I got in business because I thought that the people who were running the company were really inept. They weren't making the right decisions. And if only I could make my own decisions then and implement what I wanted to implement, then I would be a lot more effective and I could have a successful business. And the suggestions that I wanted to implement were all things that increased the expenses within the company. So it was increased investment in training, increased investment in our people, increased investment in our offices, and increased investment. And also I had a lot of opinions on how we delivered client service and how we delivered the things that we were supposed to deliver. Then I got into business and I quickly discovered that with spare resources, you know, that you don't have all the money that you would like to, and you certainly don't have very much time, you have got to implement quickly. And you really don't have all the resources in the world. Certainly, it would be better to spend more money on trainings. Certainly, it'd be better to spend more money on different things, like having great offices or perfect workstations. But those things are not really realistic in the real world with where you have scarce resources. So reason why I'm telling you this is so many people get in business thinking that the reason they're getting in business is because their employer stinks and they can do it better. Unfortunately, when you get into that circumstance, you quickly discover that your employer was dealing with lots of competing needs, lots of competing priorities, and very often maybe they were making some wise decisions. And so many people jump into business with one thing in mind. I am going to deliver the best service, or I'm going to deliver a different product, or I'm going to do this different. And whenever you have just one thing in mind, chances are you're going to fail, because you know what? I failed when I started my first business. You know, it didn't go bankrupt. We were able to pay all the bills, but frankly, I had to really scale back the company. I lost a couple of clients. I had a very difficult situation, and I want to save you from that. You have to have a bigger picture and see all the different things that are going on within your business instead of just a few. And I want to come back to this just a moment after the break, because so many business owners allow these things to get stressed, to become stressed, and they wish they had their job back. And I don't want that to happen to you. So more of this coming right up after this brief message. Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically.
That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rigneras about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet, how you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com.
Welcome back. This is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. And we're talking about really the most common reason businesses fail. And that is the people who start them while having the best intentions, just like me. You know, I had the best intentions. I was going to train my people, but while having the best intentions, don't have a big perspective on the business that they're creating. And you know what? I don't know, but I'm trying to think. If I really knew what I was getting myself into, would I have started my own business? Probably not. I think if I really knew and really understood the kind of work, the kind of agony, the kind of emotional frustration that I would go through as a business owner, I don't know if I would have been bold enough to start my own business. But nonetheless, it certainly has paid me better dividends than I could have ever gotten in a job. But you know what? You got to have a big perspective when you get in business. I remember when I bought the company and I was going to take over and I was going to put in a whole new way of doing business. I had this thought that, you know what, we're going to have a much more social thing. We're going to socialize on Fridays and I'm going to let everybody know where I'm going for dinner. And if they want to join me, they're welcome to join me because, you know, we'll all be friends and I'll just love to have them, join me at dinner with my family, and maybe I'll buy a 12-pack of beer or a bunch of sodas, and we'll hang out together on Friday at 5 o'clock, and then circle back for dinner. I had all these ideas of how things should be and what it should be like in order to run a business. And what I figured out is I really had a messed up view of the world. And I had a messed up view of the relationship that really exists between employees and their employer. And it's certainly fine to be friendly. And it's certainly fine to work together with a lot of team spirit. But as a business owner, you've got to understand that your employees are not your friends. They can't be. Because in reality, your interests are divergent. Your employees' interests are to build up their resume, build up their relationships with potential new employers, and to get as much money from you as possible. Your interests are to minimize your expenses in every way. Certainly, you want to have long-term team players. It's in your long-term interest. It helps you build income. But if you treat your employees as friends, chances are it's going to lead to heartache. And those are some of the things that I didn't understand. I just didn't have a big view of what business is like. And when I got into business, the challenging thing was a lot of my previous, when I first started, all the employees I had were previously my peers because we all worked there. There was, I think, 20 employees, give or take, I think about 20, just going off the top of my head in memory. About 20 employees, And so I went from being one of 20 as a team to being their boss. And I got to tell you, the relationship changed completely. No longer were they wanting to socialize with me. No longer were they even interested. I was the adversary. I was the man, and I was keeping them down. And it was really frustrating and heartbreaking for me to kind of go through that, because a lot of the reason why I bought the company was to give them additional training and give them additional support. And here they were turning on me. And as a business owner, you have to understand that employees are an essential part of your business. And I'm going to talk about that in just a moment, about how you must create a good lifestyle for yourself and your business. And really, one of the ways is by having team members. But you must keep in perspective the true nature of the relationship you have with your employees. It isn't friends. It is one team member working with another team member. And that is going to get you down the road to success a lot more quickly than having some other picture in your mind. And that's what we're here about on Business Profits Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe, and today we're talking about what separates successful business owners from unsuccessful ones. And certainly one of the things we've talked about is having a clear picture of what you're getting yourself into. Number two was understanding the real relationship that you have with your team members, your employees. And then the next thing is, you know, so many business owners, they get started, they get into business, and they quickly discover that they're working a lot harder in their business than they were working when they had their job. You know, when they had their job, they could go home at a decent time. When you own your own business, you got to work constantly. You're always trying to keep up with deadlines. And a lot of business owners find themselves working harder, and so much harder, that they wish they had their jobs back. They wish they had never gone into business. And unfortunately, that is a reason why so many businesses fail, is that the business owners just decide that this isn't for them. But it doesn't have to be that way. You know, you've seen those business owners where it doesn't seem like they work at all. They, you know, hang out, they go see their business. I know some people that actually don't even go to their offices. Instead, they allow their team to run it. But I have had the fortune of being able to see how those people run their businesses. And the people, the business owners that have the most freedom are the ones that have the most explicit and detailed systems processes. And I'm going to tell you, I got a friend of mine, he owns a pest control company. His name is Chet Rowland, and he owns a pest control company, and he has a business manager who on a day-to-day basis runs his business, looks after the things, and keeps up with what's supposed to be happening in a pest control business. And so there's a sales team, there's a team that goes out and actually does the services, and then there's an in-office team that does all the billing and does everything. So it's a big operation. He's got several dozens of trucks and a big building. And you know what is on the top list of his business manager? I mean, this is somebody who has a degree, a upper-level degree at a university, and comes in with great credentials. The first thing on her to-do list is turn on the lights. Number two is turn on the coffee maker. And it goes on to explicitly outline every single task that she's to do in a day. And when an emergency comes up, when something unexpected happens, that turns into something on their checklist. And, you know, of course, my first reaction when I saw this is, huh, that's ridiculous. Why would I ever want to do that? Why? That's not necessary. And I was talking with him. He's like, you know what? She's a great woman, and she's actually very smart. And there's no question that you know, she is a very capable team member of our team, and I wouldn't have hired her otherwise. But if that wasn't on her to-do list, turn on the lights, I'm pretty sure that I would walk in the office one day and find her sitting there in the dark. You know, people have to have directions. People have to have explicit instructions. Otherwise, they're not going to succeed. And, you know, I scoffed at that. Didn't think it was important. Didn't think it was right. Meanwhile, Chet only goes to the office a half a day a month. He goes in, picks up a check, and, you know, kind of goes through, makes sure everything's going, makes sure nothing's burned down, kind of sees folks, and then leaves. Me, on the other hand, I'm working hour after hour, hours and hours, trying to make money, trying to supply my business, trying to keep up with everything. And Chet, he's going in half a day a week. Now, which one of us is smart and which one of us is not? Obviously, Chet is the smart one. And the explicit instructions are crucial. The explicit directions, step by step, on how to complete those tasks. Because that is how you're going to get your freedom in your business. That is how you're going to break free. And I have quite a few things that I'd like to tell you about, because I've been working on this over the last 2 years within my business, and I'd like to share them with you here on Business Profits Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe, and we're talking today about getting freedom in your business and how, as a business owner, you can create something that gives you the lifestyle that you want, not just another job, not a type of business that makes you wish you had a job, but a business owner that gives you freedom. Now, I'll tell you what, in terms of creating systems, it seems like it's a lot harder than it is. And it, you know, the most challenging part is finding the time to do it. And I got to tell you, for a long time in my business, I thought it was impossible to systemize. I just thought, you know what, there's no way, because there's so much judgment that goes into what we do. There's so much creativity that has to happen in order for us to succeed and carry about our work, that it's just not appropriate in order to create systems. And after believing that for a while, I decided, you know what, this belief that I can't create systems is actually the thing that's holding me back from creating systems. So rather than focusing on the pieces of my business that at the time I thought were impossible for me to systemize, I started focusing on the parts of the business that I could systemize. I could systemize a calendar of when things had to happen, and we've done that. All the positions that I'm creating and I'm working with, the people who report to me, all have a calendar of projects that have to get done throughout the year. And not only that, they have the projects that have to happen within the month and within each week and within each day. And that way, I have a way of monitoring whether or not those tasks got done. I don't have to remember this tax return or that filing or this government report. Instead, I can just look at the checklist and say, oh, okay, well, it's the end of August and beginning of September, and let's look at the August checklist. Did you do this? Yeah. Did you do that? Yeah. Where is it? You know, let's see it. You know, let's show me. You know, where's the filing for this? Where's the report for that? And it can be set up so that I, instead of having to remember those things or having to create an emergency because, oh my gosh, this didn't happen. Oh man, we got to hurry up and get it done. And then the next thing, oh my gosh, this didn't happen. We got to hurry up and get it done. And then there's something else. Oh my gosh, we got to get this filing completed or that one done. And it becomes this never ending, you know, month after month, day after day task of just trying to keep up with all these emergencies that come around. Well, instead, don't run it by emergency, run it by a calendar. And instead of worrying about the things that are impossible to systemize and the approaches that just won't work, instead focuses on the things that you can systemize. The other thing that held me back for a long time was when somebody would do something wrong, my immediate reaction was, let me have it. I'll just do it. And I would just get the project done and be done with it. And that way I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to think about it. And the project was behind me. The project was behind us. The client was taken care of, and we could move on to the next emergency. But what I was doing by doing that, by taking the project away, was I was making the company more dependent on me, and I was entrenching myself in a busy job. And what my approach is instead, and what I've changed, is instead of me solving the problem by taking the project on, instead whoever it is, if there's a team member that's involved or if it's just kind of an office-wide problem, I'll find somebody to be in charge of it, and then they will create a system that prevents that problem from happening. You know, test this, look at this, review that, make sure we have inventory, make sure these deadlines are met, and it will go on a checklist, you know, so that we don't have this problem September 1st. Let's put this project on a checklist but to be completed the first week of August, and that way we've got what we need on September 1st. So that's the type of change that I put in place to create systems and build a lifestyle business. You like this so far? Well, I tell you what, we got more creating systems and processes along with the marketing lesson I wish I learned in college after this.
Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, sales professionals, and anyone who wants to get more accomplished. Have you heard about the new DVD sensation that everybody is talking about called The Phenomenon? Question: was 2007 the breakthrough year you wanted? And if not, what goals would you set? What accomplishments would you seek? What income and status would you want if you knew it could be yours in just the next 12 months? In this most unusual DVD created by legendary marketing guru Dan Kennedy, you'll meet 23 people and hear directly from them about the exact changes they took to trigger the phenomenon in their lives. Best of all, the secret is not about thoughts. It is about what to do and exactly how to do it. To preview the Phenomenon DVD, go to AchieveMoreProfit.com. So what accomplishments would you seek? What income and status would you set if you knew it could be yours in just 12 months? Amaze yourself and everyone around you. To preview the Phenomenon, go to AchieveMoreProfit.com.
Businesses should create freedom and lifestyle for their owners. They shouldn't be a business owner living to run the business, where you're so afraid of not being there that you can't miss something, that you're going to miss a catastrophe. That isn't business ownership. That's where the business owner is owned by the business. And that's not your goal. Your goal is to create a system where it gives you freedom to enjoy life. That's what business ownership is all about. And that's what we're all about here on Business Profits Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe, and we're talking today about creating a business that gives you flexibility, gives you freedom, and gives you the time to enjoy your life rather than having to always live to run your business. Now, one of the things that I had to learn that really made a big difference in my business life is how to get customers. I came from an accounting background. I got a master's degree in accountancy from Florida State University. I'm a CPA, and to CPAs, the sales department are these annoying people who are always asking for discounts, who are always asking for money, and who are always spending money. And it never seems like they meet their quotas. Never seems like they meet what they do, what they're supposed to do. So yeah, that's kind of the perspective that so many of us accounting folk come from. And when I started my business, I thought that all I needed to do was provide great service, provide great, you know, relationships with my customers, and I would have all the clients that I needed. But that's not true at all. Clients leave you, customers leave you for a variety of reasons. It could be because they're moving on, they just don't need what you have to offer anymore, and they can move on to something else. It could be that they've gotten tired of you or bored. Could be that they've got a cousin in the business and they want to do business with them now. So there's could be a lot of reasons why clients or customers leave you, and so it's crucial in business that you have a process for generating new customers for your business. I didn't know this, and it really caught me off guard when I started discovering it. And the other thing that I always thought when somebody told me this, because I didn't really believe this at first, I thought, you know what, I got great clients. They're going to stick with me. But every client will leave you eventually. Now, don't get me wrong. I've got clients that I've had in my business for 10 years that have paid and bought for me every single month for 10 years. So I understand about longevity, but even those customers will eventually leave. And it's crucial that you have a process for generating new customers. Now, what's the process? That is an important question. You know, what is it that you go through in order to generate new customers? You got to have a look at big companies. They're spending millions of dollars in order to try to break free, in order to try to get people to see what their product is, to pay any attention to them whatsoever. They're spending millions of dollars on TV, radio, billboards, magazine advertising. You know, what is it? How can a business owner with a very small budget or even no budget get ahead and get noticed? Well, what I discovered was lead generation advertising, lead generation marketing, that this was a process. It's well established, and you may have even heard about it, and we're going to go talk about it a little bit here today on Business Profits Radio, but it's really the thing that unlocked new customers for me, and it taught me how to get customers with a minimum investment and get a maximum return on that investment in terms of new dollars, new customers, and new money flowing back in. Because when you spend money on marketing, you need new customers to come back and pay you so that you can recoup that advertising money. Otherwise, you don't have the next dollar to spend on advertising. You spend it all at one place. So lead generation is it, and that's what we're going to talk about here on Business Profits Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe, and today we're talking about how you as a business owner can get freedom from your business so you can own it instead of it owning you. And the real important piece of that is lead generation marketing. Now, what lead generation marketing is that you have advertising and marketing that promotes what essentially is like a free report, a consumer information. And so that for your industry, your target customer, you work to provide your customer with the essential information and insights they need in order to become a smart customer of your industry. And when you outline, so it's like the five things you must know before you hire a carpet cleaner, or another example in the carpet cleaning niche would be the eight diseases that hide in your carpet and how to protect your children. Or from a auto repair shop, it might be the seven things you must know before you hire a mechanic. But all of these little consumer awareness tips, these consumer awareness insights, help you communicate with your customer, because your customer sees this as, wait a minute, this isn't self-serving. This is, a business owner who is helping me have the information I need to know in order to become a good consumer. And so now it changes you from being a marketer, a solicitor, into a trusted source of information and insight. And so can you see how much that transitions you? And so now in your marketing, now let me, before I get to the marketing, make one last point. Within these consumer awareness guides, within these pieces of information, so it's the eight strategies that you must know in order to hire what every homeowner must know before they call the plumber. Now, within that guide, as their plumber, as you're creating this guide, it's perfectly fine for you to write that in a way that suits you and meets your needs. So if you are certified by the National Organization of Plumbers, then you ought to have a chapter or a few paragraphs in there about don't hire anybody that's not certified. if you carry certain insurance coverage, then you ought to, you know, say, hey, you better not hire anybody that doesn't have this insurance coverage. So you go through all the things that separate you, that make you distinct from everybody else, and you put those in as the criteria that your consumer should use in choosing who they do business with in your industry. And so this is a much better way of marketing than trying to be out there and go, you know, we are certified and insured. No, no, no. Instead, put out marketing that says, hey, you need to have this guide. It's the 7 things every homeowner must know before they hire a plumber. Well, in that guide, it's all about, you know, different insights and tips in order to maintain their plumbing better. And it also gives that information in a way that meets your needs. And then all your marketing is about those guides. And you don't have to have just one. You could have, you know, 3 or 4. But then your Yellow Pages ad, think looking through the Yellow Pages. You wanted to hire an air conditioning contractor. So you look in that and you see all these, you know, we got low rates, 24 hours. You know, we have no service charge for weekends. We've got carrier air conditioners, we've got this or that. So all these different people selling these different things for different reasons. Now you see an ad that says, call for the free special report, the 7 things every homeowner must know before hiring an AC contractor. This information could save you thousands. Or the 4 things that could be broken with your air conditioner that don't cost you big bucks. Something like that. Those types of special reports that you can make available are huge, are amazingly powerful attractors to customers that can get them to call you for your free report versus calling your competitors. And so this free report is like bait that attracts customers to you, that attracts them, that makes them magnetically attracted to your business so that they will buy from you instead of any of your competitors. And that's what we're here about on Business Profits Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe, and we're talking about how to get freedom in your business. And one of the ways is through lead generation marketing. Because if you're not differentiating your business based on this consumer awareness guide or information that you're providing to the consumer, instead, the consumer is just going to call different AC contractors. Think about it. If you didn't see any of those guides, what would you do? You'd call a couple and try to check prices, and you'd probably go with whoever was the cheapest because you don't have any way of judging the different companies other than price. So, of course, you're going to select based on price. There's no other selection criteria that you have. So that's what your customers are going through. Give them a selection criteria that's different than other competitors of yours. So instead of giving them the selection, you know, boasting about how good you are, instead give them a free report. Give them consumer information. Give them a white paper on what they need to know about your industry. And within those reports, let them know what you stand for. Let them know the information that you have available. Let them know what you have to offer. And make that information available to them. It's amazing how easy this is and the results that it generates. Now, how do you create these reports? Well, it could be as easy as what are the things that you are telling consumers over the phone? So somebody calls you and they go, well, you know, I've got this problem. And you're probably kind of going through a script in your mind where you're diagnosing what they need. Well, rather than, you know, going through that with your mind, go through it on paper. And if you have problems writing, then audio record it. Maybe audio record a couple of calls, or just throughout one day where you're thinking about this project, write down as you're talking on the phone, somebody calls and says, hey, you know, I got this problem. And you just jump into action. Okay, well, you know, is it doing this? No. What about this? Is this what the problem is? No. Go, you know, stop and think for a second. Oh, wait a minute. All of this is exactly what Robert said I should have in my report. let me, you know, when you're done with that call, make a note of the three or four things that you asked that potential customer and write it down, because those are the three or four things that are the pieces, the first gems that are going to go into your consumer awareness report. Now, so the consumer awareness, somebody comes in, they call, they go to your website, they ask for this consumer awareness report. And what you want after they receive the report is to have some sales follow-up. So as part of the report, they need to give you their phone number or email address so that they can claim this piece of information. And it used to be very easy because there was just mail. So they would call, they would ask, you know, they would call you, you could ask them for their phone number and address, and then you'd ship it out to them. And then you could call them or you could send them follow-up messages. With websites, maybe they can go online and they give you their email address and they can get access to the report and download it. What that allows you to do is send them several emails over the next several days in order to get them to become a customer. And what I found is over half of my customers come from the follow-up than come from the initial information request. So they come, they ask for information. There's a group that buys immediately. They see it. Yes, I want you. I want to buy. Then, because I send email follow-up, I get another half. I'm able to double my sales simply by following up. Can you imagine a way of doubling the sales within a company? If you could go in and go, yeah, I can show you how you could double the amount of new customers you get. Well, you know what? Following up on people who contact you for more information is the easiest way to double your sales. Yeah, there's a lot of dead ends in there. There's a lot of people who never buy. But buried within all of that, there are lots of new customers. And finding new customers and turning and making the most out of your opportunities is what creating a freedom business is all about. Coming up on Business Profits Radio, your profitable business truth, which is all about creating wealth in your business, how to generate wealth even in a recession after this.
Would you like to become a guru? Have you ever wanted to publish home study courses, audio programs, or franchise your business? It's a lot easier than you'd think. As a matter of fact, Robert Scrobe, the host of Business Profits Radio, teamed up with Entrepreneur Magazine to publish a book outlining how you can create your own information products. Receive a free online video outlining 5 information products and see how easy it is to create your own. Visit GuruQuick.com. You too can become a published author, create your own home study products, and become a guru. It's easy and only takes a few short weeks. Check out the free training video at GuruQuick.com. That's www.GuruQuick.com.
Throughout my years in business, I have identified 16 essential truths business owners must follow to break free and build a lifestyle that gives them income, wealth, and the freedom to enjoy it. I'm Robert Scrobe, and as your host of Business Profits Radio, I bring you one of these business truths each week. And the truth we're going to talk about today was something that was really counterintuitive when I first heard it, something that I had a lot of problems implementing. And one of the things that I discovered when my business was at its lowest point, when revenues were the lowest, when profits were increasing but very, very small, is that I had to take a little bit of the money that I was earning from my business and take it out of the business. So, you know, whatever the revenues, what I did when I started implementing this, was I think it was taking out 1% of the revenue for me. So anytime I made a deposit, I would take out 1% for savings, 1% for a giving account. And I did that every week. I would have my bookkeeper, and as she made the deposits, she would kind of keep up with that. And every week, one of her jobs was to go ahead and write a check and give me 1% of everything that we had deposited in the previous week. And then I would take that down to the bank. And I had 2 separate accounts, one for giving and one for savings. And the giving account was for charitable giving and things like that. And the saving account was pure savings. And I would always take those checks down to the bank myself and made it a little bit of a celebration, you know, something that I could really feel good about and, you know, go, okay, good. You know, I'm really getting ahead. And over time, you know, at the time when I did it, I didn't think that I had a 2% margin. I didn't think that I had that money to take out. And that if I did this, then I wasn't going to be able to pay my vendors. But what I figured out is I have to do it. And even if it means paying my vendors a week or two later than I would otherwise pay them, I have to take this money out for myself. Because what I discovered is even though it started out to be a small amount of money on an ongoing basis, that amount of money accumulated over time to be a decent savings and giving account. And also, every time somebody asked me for a charitable contribution, there was no problem because I had a checking account just for that. And I know you could do charitable trusts and things to make the money you took out tax deductible from the second you do it, but I never messed with any of that. I just had it in a personal checking account and wrote checks against it. And then when I actually paid the money to a charity, that's when I would go ahead and write it off. But what I found over time was the money that I pulled out from savings on an ongoing basis was many times the only money I got to take out. And it allowed me, you know, because as a business owner, you have a lot of money that flows through your hands. There's a lot of cash flow. There's a lot of, you know, money coming in, bills going out. And a lot of times it seems like there's nothing left for you. And because there's not. But what you have to do is you have to pay yourself first. Take a little bit of the money out. And I started with 1%. Maybe you got to start less than that. Take a little bit out for savings and a little bit out for checking. And in the years since, I ramped it up, right? Probably about 7 months after I started. I liked it so much that I actually tripled the percentages and had 3% to giving and 3% to savings. And was able to sustain that for a long time. And so it's by doing that and building it into your business so that every dollar you generate comes back to you. I know all these business owners that have these huge businesses. They're making hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars worth of revenue. But at the end of the year, they don't have anything to show for it. They haven't accumulated any wealth because they left everything in the business. They left everything in their company. And it's great to reinvest. It's great to keep putting back. It's great to have the best team that you can. And it's great to pay all your vendors on time. But it doesn't meet your goals. You have to take some of the money out. Force it on yourself. I've tried to do this on a monthly basis, and I've never been able to make it happen. I've only been able to do this when I do it every single week, taking a little bit of money out every week. That's when this stuff has seemed to really work. And I'm able to build a little savings, I'm able to build a little giving account, and it's transformed my entire business life. So when you're looking at your bills, you start where you're starting. You know, there's been a lot of things where I've seen people that have given entire two-day seminars about this. Now, one of the things that we found that's valuable is if you can put the money in an account that's in some other city where you have to mail the checks to them, that helps because then it's more difficult to raid these things when you accumulate a little bit of money. Some of those things could be valuable. But the main point is this isn't money to buy cars. This isn't savings to buy the next house. This is an account to accumulate investment capital so that you can invest it in things that are going to build value for you and your family. These are the wealth building account and the giving account. And these are, you know, if you want to create and pull out another percentage for your car fund, and you want to pull out another percentage for your vacation fund, All that's fine. But the real secret to wealth is taking a little bit of money out each week as you go and investing it as you go and continuing that investment and continuing building the account. Because, you know what? I look back on that investment and really it's some of the only money that I have accumulated. It's just by taking it every week, and it was relatively painless as I went. And it took, you know, I enjoyed it because I got to go to the bank every week and I would, you know, it was really kind of a celebration for me to be able to go down there and spend time putting money away. Sometimes it was just a few dollars. Sometimes it was something significant. But over the course of several months, it grew into a nice savings. And that's how you build a nice savings for you and your family. Pay yourself first. Put money away. And then you can create some real wealth. We're going to talk about some of President Obama's strategies, things, and how that's going to create a lot of new businesses. Very controversial, coming up right after this brief message.
Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, sales professionals, and anyone who wants to get more accomplished. Have you heard about the new DVD sensation that everybody is talking about called The Phenomenon? Question: was 2007 the breakthrough year you wanted? And if not, what goals would you set? What accomplishments would you seek? What income and status would you want if you knew it could be yours in just the next 12 months? In this most unusual DVD created by legendary marketing guru Dan Kennedy, you'll meet 23 people and hear directly from them about the exact changes they took to trigger the phenomenon in their lives. Best of all, the secret is not about thoughts. It is about what to do and exactly how to do it. To preview the Phenomenon DVD, go to AchieveMoreProfit.com. So what accomplishments would you seek? What income and status would you set if you knew it could be yours in just 12 months? Amaze yourself and everyone around you. To preview the Phenomenon, go to AchieveMoreProfit.com.
Welcome back. This is Robert Scrobe with Business Profits Radio, and I'm going to get a little bit of political here. And if you're not interested, then you can go ahead and go to your next program or go to a meeting or just kind of reflect for a few minutes on what we've talked about already today here on Business Profits Radio, because we've gone through a lot of important things that you need to know in order to really build some freedom within your business. And all of that is you're starting your business for the same reason, having a big picture view, knowing to create systems within your business and make them as explicit and simple to follow as possible, and also implementing a lead generation marketing system. All of those are things that are going to build freedom for you in your business. And, you know, our tax system is completely messed up. And I saw a lot of this several months ago, but I think it's important to keep talking about it. Now, if you went to dinner with 9 of your friends and you split the check in the same proportion that you normally split, you know, your tax, the U.S. government splits taxes. So let's say the bill came to $100, and we'll just use $100 because the math is easier that way. And you went to dinner with 9 of your friends, there was 10 of you, 4 people would pay absolutely nothing. 1 person would pay $1. 1 person would pay $3. Another person would pay $7. 1 more would pay $12. Another would pay $18. And finally, the last person would pay $59. So is it fair for 10 people to go to dinner, 1 person to pay $59, and 4 people to pay nothing? Not at all. And whether it's fair or not, what's going to happen with the person who pays $59? Well, it's easy to go, well, he needs, you know, if you were a Democrat, you would say, well, they need to pay more. They need to pay their fair share, pay in accordance of ability. Well, is that person paying $59 going to be going to dinner for very long with the rest of the 9? Well, the rest of the 9 are going to be like, well, heck, they need us. He needs to go to dinner with us. Otherwise, there's no one else to go to dinner with. Well, that's not true. They can eat by themselves or they could go somewhere else. And that's what we're going to see in our country is a lot of these people who are employers today are leaving. And then we've got this cap and trade energy thing that's going to make energy more expensive. The federal government's trying to give more power to labor unions to negotiate better deals against management. And with federal government mediators establishing salaries when there's no agreement reached between the labor and the company within 180 days. Now spending, the new spending program, the deficit spending is $44,000 per family. We have put each of us, as imagine just this year, putting another $44,000 on a credit card. Well, that's what happened. Barack Obama did that. And all of these things are going to chase people with money out of our country. The people who create jobs are going to leave because they're not going to want to go to dinner with the other nine anymore. It's going to get old to have to not only be paying the bulk of the taxes, but then to have the other nine complain how you're not paying your fair share. It's going to get old and they're going to leave and they're going to take their jobs with them. And now do you need to be here to make? No, because NAFTA, if you manufacture something in Mexico, you can bring it right across the border, no problem, no tariffs, nothing. Carry it right across the border. And so these jobs are going to go offshore. Now, what does that mean for small business? Most importantly, it means there's going to be a whole lot of them. We're going to see 16% unemployment before it goes down again, and we're going to have double-digit inflation. And we're completely resetting our economy. And so instead of all these manufacturing jobs, we're going to be a service-based industry, service-based economy. And what that will do is create small business. We are in a renaissance of small business, and I keep telling you that. We are going to see so many new small businesses proliferate in our country. It's going to be amazing. And so you, as a business owner, must be ready for that. So instead of trying to create systems where you try to get that one big corporate client, instead focus on getting lots of small business clients, because you're going to see a lot more growth in the small business market than you're going to see in the big company. Over the last 8 to 12 years, we've seen a lot of consolidation, big companies buying small companies, becoming even bigger companies. That is going to disappear, and we're going to see a lot of small companies proliferate in our country. And coming up next week, you're going to see Tom Manganini, Sales Advisory Board. I guess it's Tom Mangini. We're going to talk about creating sales systems and teams to generate customers for your business. Plus, we have strategies for coping with the recession. Business was hard before the recession, and it's even more difficult today. Coming up next week on Business Profits Radio, we're going to tell you how to cope and thrive. Also, I welcome you to go to iTunes.com, rate Business Profits Radio. Let me know what you think of it from 1 to 5 stars. We'd love to hear your feedback at my blog, robertscrobe.com. Till next week, I'm your host, Robert Scrobe, for Business Profits Radio.
Business Profits Radio is produced by Corey Scrobe in conjunction with WebTalkRadio.net. Your host is Robert Scrobe. You can learn more about Robert from his blog at www.robertscrobe.com. Business Profits Radio is dedicated to helping business owners make more money and go home earlier to spend more time with their families. To be notified immediately when new shows are posted, visit www.businessprofitsradio.com. For guest application or advertising details, you can visit us on the web at www.businessprofitsradio.com. Although Business Profits Radio believes the content is accurate, complete, and current, the host, guests, and show producers make no warranty as to the accuracy, completeness, or currency of the content. It is your responsibility to verify any information before relying on it. None of the information provided on this show should be construed as legal advice, nor is anyone associated with Business Profits Radio engaged in the practice of law. If you need legal advice, please seek the advice of an independent legal counsel. This show is copyright protected by Business Profits Radio, Inc., 2008. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Business Profits Radio.